What is the art of good writing? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. What is the art of good writing? Well, the art of good writing is an art of technique and the ability to share thoughts and words, and the ability to be coherent with them, and many other things. At the breakfast table this morning, we were talking about Ellen's E.J. Scherer article that she puts in the Gist. And her article that she wrote was ready for a little bit of polishing. And as we read the article to the group at the table, one young man spoke up and said, "Yes, that's essentially what this person said, but then they said it this way," and he said how they had spoken it. And then Ellen, she says, "Oh yes," and Ellen began to share the thought with great enthusiasm and great delight in her heart and a sparkle in her eyes and a smile on her face. And she said, and then she jumped out of the golf cart and she went over to this young man and she says, and said a lot of beautiful things that you'll read in E.J. Scherer's. And I said, "Ellen, that is what makes good writing. Taking those things that are alive and that sparkle and that make your heart turn tipsy-toodle as you listen to it. And you hear it, you just feel, wow, wow, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that great?" You see, good writing includes good language. It includes good grammar and it includes good sentence structure and all these other wonderful things that go into good writing. But all the good writing in the world, if you have nothing to say, is quite worthless. So when you have something to say, let yourself express what you have to say in as beautiful a manner as you can. Let it come out in as natural a way as it was given. Of course, you have to add a word here and there to make the sentence more explicit or clear, but keep the general content, keep the general attitude. And we have a friend called John Charles Dainty. He's one of our students. He's from New Zealand, and he is a rather remarkable young man. One of his talents, among many talents that he has, is to be a storyteller. Now, John is an instantaneous storyteller. He says, someone says to him, "John, tell us a story." And he says, "Okay." And so, right then and there, he makes up a story. He makes up the story, and as he adds characters to the story, he maintains those characters throughout the story. He gives them each a life. He gives them each a symbolic look, whatever type of clothing they wear, what type of attitudes they have, and he maintains this throughout the story. Now, as he tells the story, he develops it. Now, I'm sure he hasn't the slightest idea what wonderful things are going to come out of it, but as he speaks, because he is a pure soul, because he has a consciousness of love and delight and charm and wit and wisdom, he brings all these things to bear in his storytelling. And the stories that he tells are just charming as can be, just well done as can be, and complete. You know, each time he brings up a person's name with their character, he spells into it, weaves into it, the harmony, the fabric, the thread of their being, the thread of their outer and inner being. And the person is alive right in front of you. And as he tells this story, he has a certain amount of simplicity to it. He doesn't try to make it technical and try to make it something that is intellectual or literary. He rather makes it something that is touching the heart of all those people who listen. And when you are done hearing his story, you know a new family. You know a new group of people. you know a new group of circumstances. You know what his attitude is. Surely it must be his attitude, because his attitude is expressing in everything he says. And as you finish hearing his story, we'll play one of the stories again for you one of these mornings. As you hear what he says, you feel illumined. You feel uplifted. You feel the world is just a little better place because of the story that you heard. You see, good writing is like that. Good writing is where you take your heart and your soul and your being and you pour it into your writing. The great writer Shakespeare, as he wrote so voluminously and on so many topics, so beautifully, people try to say, it could not have been one man. It must have been a number of people doing that writing. But why not? Why not? You look at Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson. He did so many things and wrote so many things, and each one so exquisitely and lovely, too. Thoreau, also. He wrote many beautiful things, and some of his stuff wasn't much. But most of the stuff was exquisite, just beautiful. When we write, and we write from our soul, we write because we're excited about writing. We're excited about being ourselves and living and doing all these beautiful things. Then our writing takes on the genre of our attitude, of our feeling, of our magic, of our soul. And when that happens, we write immortal writings. We write writings that will go down in history as an exciting journey. Not something that is special or great, but just something that's so good that you never want to forget it. It is something constantly in your heart, your mind, and your soul. Good writing comes from the heart. Good writing comes from the mind. Good writing comes from the soul. Good writing never grows old. Practice it today for yourself and see how much fun it is and see what a great experience you can have in being a good writer. Have a lovely day, and know I love you, I love you, I love you. And I'll look up some of John Charles Dainty's articles of his talks that he gave on campus and see if we can't plug one in now and then. They're just beautiful. Bye.